Happy Thursday. This is Laurie Mirabito, and you are listening to Be in Demand. This is a podcast where I help entrepreneurs just like you leverage speaking opportunities as your best form of marketing to get positioned as the expert and monetize your message. Today is a special speaker breakthrough session with my friend, Brenda Meller. Well, good morning, Brenda. I'm so excited to do this speaker breakthrough session with you. If you can just kind of give everybody a high level about what you do and who you help, that will get us started.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Laurie, so much for your time today. My name is Brenda Meller. My business is Meller Marketing, and I help solopreneurs, job seekers, and employees to get a bigger slice of the LinkedIn pie. And I do that through LinkedIn individual one-on-one coaching, through team training, through webinars, events, podcasts, my book, and all kinds of great stuff. And I come from a corporate marketing background, and I've been self-employed for about 6 years now, and delighted to reach out to you because I'm looking to lean more into my speaking side of my business now that we've returned to in-person again.
And have you done a lot of speaking?
I have. You know, prior to leaving corporate, I started being asked to do different talks on social media and marketing as a representative of my company. And back then it was unpaid. And then I started to get offered to be paid to do workshops and then starting to do conference and events. So I haven't listed out. I've always thought, Laurianne, about like putting an Excel spreadsheet and like listing out every gig I've done so I can have a total. But I would say, on a typical year, I probably do 10 to 20 or more events.
Okay. And what would you like to focus on during this session?
Right. So the big thing is I have a lot of different things that I'm working on for my business, and I want to be as efficient as possible to find more speaking opportunities. Right now, I'll admit I'm not doing anything, and I feel a bit overwhelmed into even just starting to look for more paid. And I'm really looking to do more conferences, not just individual corporate events, but more industry conferences specifically to get into new industries, to travel a bit more, to get up in front of stages of new audiences that I'm not already a part of.
I want to start off with the 10 to 20 events that you're doing a year on average. Mm-hmm. I think you should go back and pull out that spreadsheet software and make the list of all the different places that you've spoken for. And if you can remember who hired you, that's even better. And put their email with that also. Because right now, this is your warm market. These people have already seen you dazzle their audience, whether it was a corporate event, a meeting, a conference. You should go back and have conversations with them. This is exactly how you can actually reach out to them. Hey, Bob Smith, I can't believe it's been 5 years since I spoke at your fill in the blank. So much has happened and so much has changed in my business. I would love to hear. You're basically just reconnecting with them. You can get rehired back. They might have changed jobs. They might be in a different company. So like, you know, you just never know, like, especially if you have somebody's personal email address or even that you're connected with them on LinkedIn, because this is your specialty, to stay in contact with them and just have that conversation. Here's a new program that I have. I would love to come back and speak for you. I had so much fun with your audience.
Yeah.
How many people do you think you could be reaching out to?
You know, it's like I said, I've never put together the Excel spreadsheet of all the things I've done over the years. There could easily be 100 or more, you know, on that list. And it seems like when you say this, I'm like, why wouldn't I have thought of that? It seems like such a brilliant tip. And I've had really great relationships with my clients in the past. And sometimes I feel like it's the icky side of what we do is selling, you know, reaching back out. But in this case, it's not selling, it's just reconnecting. So I feel like that could be an easy thing to do either through a LinkedIn message or through an email. I love that. That's a great piece of advice.
Yes. Yes. And by reconnecting with them, you're sharing with them a new program, a new speech, a new workshop, and they're going to be like, yeah, let's get you back in. Or they might be on a committee for another conference.
True.
Or they know somebody that they can refer you to. So those reconnection calls, there's so much gold that can actually happen in that call. So I think that should be, and if you've got 100 or more, you're going to be a busy lady.
Yeah, I love it. It seems like such an easy thing. I've always been thinking more about like looking for new people and new venues, but I haven't really thought about circling back to the previous. Do you think it's, I haven't updated my speaker demo video since pre-pandemic. Do you think I need to have that updated before reaching out to these people? Not necessarily.
No, because they already know what you're like. They've already seen you do your dramatic demonstration of actually speaking and sharing your brilliance with their audience. So this is your warm market. Now, if you're able to get any introductions, that's really not so cold. You're building your network even bigger, but through the help of one of your connections.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great tip. Thank you.
And so here's another thought, and I haven't looked at your website. It sounds to me, if you've got a speaker reel, you've got a web page that's dedicated to your speaking. Perfect.
Yes.
That's what I love to hear.
Yep. And on that page, I do have the video, and then I have like a form that they can fill out to hire me as a speaker, which comes to my email inbox. And then if they are paying for speakers, I'll reach out. If they're not, I kind of refer them to free resources instead.
Okay. So you ask them what their budget is for speakers?
I do.
That was my next question for you. Oh, you're just making my heart sing, by the way. And so the other thing that I would say, and again, I haven't looked at your speaker page. Do you have a list of the clients that you've worked for?
So some I do, and I have like categorized industries. Like here's examples of industries that I've spoken with. Here's associations or organizations, and then here's national conferences I've spoken at as well. So I try to document those. I think there's one category where I talk about corporate organizations where I've spoken to their groups as well. And now that you mention it, it's probably been a few years since I've looked at updating that. It probably could do for a refresh, but I think even as it stands, it's a pretty impressive list. I'm proud of it.
Well, it sounds impressive just listening to it from here. So I'm glad that you're doing that, because some companies do have, you got to get permission to use their logo. So having a list, like here's all the different companies that I've worked for in the insurance industry, oil and gas industry, you can just like list them out. So that's another great idea. And I'm assuming you have speaker in your bio and your email signature.
I do have it in my, when you say bio, yes, bio. And I'm thinking LinkedIn. So I'm thinking in my LinkedIn headline, it lists speaker in there as well. Email signature, I don't have speaker. I do have LinkedIn, my company page. So I'm promoting more of the LinkedIn aspect of things. But when driving them to LinkedIn, it's in that. But you're thinking it should be in the footer as well?
Why not? You never know who's opening your email who gets forwarded your email. I have gotten booked for events because somebody forwarded my email to them, and then they reached out and said, we want to hire you for this event.
Okay.
So including that, yes, you're a speaker. So that now it's like, I'm a meeting planner. I'm going to like, I see the word speaker. So I know that you're a speaker. So I'm going to go to your website and go right directly to your speaker page.
Gotcha. So would you list it out like Lorianne Mirabuto, comma speaker, or how do you list it in your, how would you recommend it be listed in the email footer?
What do you have right now?
I have to open up a new email to see what I have in here. So my email signature says Brenda Meller, Chief Engagement Officer at Meller Marketing. And then it has website, LinkedIn profile, company page, cell phone number.
What do you want to be known for first?
I'm a LinkedIn coach, so I think that's what people do know me for. My official company job title I give myself is Chief Engagement Officer. I don't know if speaking is the top. It's one aspect of my business. It's not
right now. So
let's
put it at the end.
Okay.
Let's put it at the end. And the reason why I'm thinking put it at the end is so that like I see it. It doesn't get buried in the middle.
Okay. I like that. I'll do that.
And we still have more time. What else can I help you with? Well, speaking's the fastest way to grow your business.
So do you have any tips about updating speaker demo video? And I've since post-pandemic, I've been speaking at different events, and when possible, and I ask with the meeting planner first, I will set up my phone on a tripod, grab clips of myself speaking. And now I've got, probably half a dozen or so newer clips post-pandemic. And I want to get this updated. I don't right now have the budget to outsource. You know, a lot of the places I'm finding, they're saying $2,500 to $5,000 plus to create the video. Do you know of any resources or suggestions on getting, you know, a more cost efficient speaker demo video created?
If you've got a really good friend who's great with video, a VA, I mean, we're talking about, like, I don't know how your video's been set up, but is there almost any way that you can just insert these little pieces in the middle?
I mean, the old one is really old. And every time I look at it, I cringe a little. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm using this for my video. I feel like I need to start from scratch with what I'm doing. So,
okay.
Yeah, but maybe, so, I mean, I do have a VA that I'm working with and I could look at that. What did you say? Online PH?
Online Jobs PH. Those are some fabulous, talented VAs that are out in the Philippines.
Okay.
And some people that are really talented with video.
Okay. I'll look at that.
Yeah. And I think just watching some speaker reels and I like this, I don't like that, so that you have something to go by. And for all of those little videos that the sound quality is not great, put those together.
Okay.
And you can do a voiceover.
Good point.
So it's like, yeah. I see you on stages. I can see that there are people in the audience. The audio wasn't great. So it's a great way to still use that footage.
Okay.
And have you talking about some of your thought leadership.
Okay.
Now, one other thing I want to talk about and point you to is because you have a podcast.
Yeah.
What's it like to hire you as a speaker? You should be doing podcast episodes on this.
So the podcast is for, it's called Enthusiastically Self-Employed, and it's for people who are solopreneurs, coaches, consultants, not necessarily conference event organizers, planners, people who would book me for the larger events. So do you think I could still do an episode? I guess I could, because I could be speaking to coaches and consultants who are looking to book themselves for speaking. Is that the angle you're thinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And even a behind the scenes. Okay. So I'll share with you that I did a behind the scenes from beginning to end for a corporate company that hired me to come in and speak to their team. Now, I speak mostly to coaches, consultants, and service providers, but I wanted people to see exactly what I do from beginning to end. Somebody reaches out, this is the conversation that I have, here's the proposal, here's why. I give them three different options. I have a meeting here, a meeting there. I do the event, there's follow-up. I just like walk people through. But another thing that you can do with your podcast is to be able to direct from your speaker page, like go listen to this episode. You could have an episode where you're talking about this workshop, this particular speech, this signature speech of mine, maybe even a, like, hey, I just spoke at this particular conference.
I
just want to share with you what happened and why I loved it so much. I mean, you're doing like some PR for that conference and those meeting planners. And it's a great way just to like keep using it as go listen to this episode so you can learn what it's like to work with me when you hire me as a speaker.
That's brilliant. And I love how it's like circulating the content from the podcast to the speaker page. And I've been thinking about, like, I need some more solo episodes right now. So what should I talk about next? So I think I might even record this today and give you and your show a shout out. So thank you for that. It's brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah. There's so much that we can do with our podcast, really, to promote us as speakers.
Yeah.
And it really lets meeting planners and conference organizers really get to know us. So for anybody who's also listening to this, if you don't have a speaker reel, let's make some sort of assets so that people can get to know you personally and also professionally.
I love that. I do have one final question for you too.
Yes.
In this pie in the sky type of a scenario, my friend and I were talking about getting together in person. She's in the Connecticut area. I'm in here in Metro Detroit. And I said, why don't we like try to find a destination? And we're both speakers. And I said, let's make it a goal for us both to find a speaking engagement and to be on the same stage in Hawaii. So we put it as like a big, hairy, audacious goal at some point in the future to find a speaking engagement in Hawaii. So do you have any suggestions on finding speaking engagements in a specific city? Should we be looking at conference centers, or how do we, should it be doing Google alerts for these sort of things? Any thoughts there?
Okay. All of the above. So definitely, the first thing I would do is find the convention centers.
Okay.
Not so much the hotels, but the convention centers actually have the agendas, the lists of the different conferences that are coming.
Okay.
You'll find that on their website. The beauty of that is that the chances are they also have the contact person.
Okay.
Here's who to reach out to. So that's one. The second one is doing Google research.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And typing in spring 2025 conferences in Honolulu for women business owners. Lots of keywords and finding what conferences are already planned.
Okay. And is it fair to say, you know, when we're looking for things like this, 6 to 12 months out, is that the right time frame to be looking for?
Okay. So that's always a tricky question.
Yeah.
You have to start having those conversations. Some places, because of budgets, and if you're going to book a speaker, you've got to pay 50% up front, you know, so sometimes that actually delays them in booking their speakers.
Okay.
But other times I have literally spoken to event organizers and they're like, we start planning this conference 18 months in advance. So it depends on the organization. It depends on the size of the event. There's a lot of different variables, but let's just say you both are thinking of, hey, this spring or even this fall to meet in Hawaii.
This fall. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So this fall. So start reaching out, find the events, reach out to them, find out if they've already booked all their speakers. You're just gathering information and maybe it's a yearly conference.
Yeah.
Well,
true.
When do you start? So if they say we've already got all of our speakers for the fall of this year, great. When do you start booking for next year? When do you start planning for next year? And they'll tell you. So for example, if they say March, fantastic. I will reach out to you in the beginning of March.
Okay.
Yeah, don't send anything to them early because they'll lose it. They will delete it. It's just, it's not on their list right now. So whatever their time frame is, that's when you want to reach out to them.
Okay, great. So when my friend and I, when we find this and we both get booked, I'm going to be reaching back out to you and I'll be like, it happened. We need to tell the universe, like, this is going to happen. This is something we're both working on right now. And we shall see. I'm a big believer in the power of, you know, what do they call them? Not accolades. I'm blanking. Affirmations. So, you know, kind of saying, I am on the stage in Honolulu speaking and my friend Annette is with me and she'll be speaking next. So I'm a big believer in that, the power of affirmations.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. I love that.
I got it on my post-it note. It's happening.
Good. So Brenda, what are one or two gold nuggets that you're walking away with today?
So many. You know, the first is, you know, going back through my past clients where I've done paid speaking engagements with and reconnecting with them, checking in to see if there might be opportunities to speak that with them again or to request introductions if they know of anyone. That's a big one. The podcast is another one for me, you know, like getting a podcast episode, what it's like to book me as a speaker and to walk them through the process. The third is for the Hawaii thing, to look at the convention centers and look at their agendas. I feel like when, you know, when you're saying these things, I'm like, I should know that already. But I think like someone like you articulating, I think I knew of it, but I didn't really think about it. So those are three nuggets for me, things that I'll be working on. Absolutely.
Wonderful. And would you just tell people where they can find you and shout out for your podcast too?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Brenda Meller, my last name is like Keller, but with an M. You can find me at mellermarketing.com. LinkedIn is my game. So if you go on LinkedIn, you can see me on there. And I also have a podcast called Enthusiastically Self-Employed. And I'd love to actually have you come on my podcast as well, Lorianne, if you're interested.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Let's talk more about that. Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate, and I'm so glad that you snagged one of these speaker breakthrough sessions.
This was wonderful. Thank you so much for these gems. This has been so helpful. I didn't know what to expect from this call, but I feel like you gave me so much great information to work on. So thank you so much, Lorianne. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. That was a great session. And if you're a coach, a consultant, or a service provider who's tired of hearing crickets on social media and you're ready to make money, this is for you. I want to connect with you for a free speaker breakthrough session. In this free 20-minute session, I'll analyze where you're currently leaving money and opportunity on the table, especially when it comes to visibility, booking more sales calls, and how to leverage speaking opportunities. Then I want you to go book the speaker breakthrough session. Go to speakandstandout.com/SBS, which stands for speaker breakthrough session, and book your free 20-minute session.